Okay, so today some of you are listening to this and you're going through a difficult time. Maybe it's an economic time. Your business has shrunk. Your sales are down. Your customers are cutting back. Your salary has been reduced. Your job has gone away. Many jobs in your company are gone, and the rumors are flying that your department is next. For some, the tough times have hit hard. For others, the tough times have hit home. Listen to the words of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, 25 and 26. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? When Jesus says, do not be anxious, you say, right. How can I not be anxious? You want to provide. You want to take care of your family. You want to pay the bills. You want to avoid relocation. How can you not worry? How can you not be anxious? Well, listen to the words of Jesus. Christ followed up with this instruction with a promise. He said, God is going to take care of you. Many things are out of our control. He knows that. As hard as it is, he wants you to move from worry to trust, from anxiety to peace. He takes care of the birds. He'll take care of you. Now, certainly this passage doesn't mean we just sit on the couch and binge on our favorite drama series. Even the birds must fly and find food. But the point is this, God's got your back. He's your heavenly Father. You can trust him with all the things that deliver worry to your heart. Give them to him. Don't be anxious about anything, what you'll eat or drink or your body, but trust the Heavenly Father who's got your back. Reflecting over a lifetime of experience, King David said this, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." And then David says, this is Psalm 37, 23 through 25. He says, "I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread." See, he's going to take care of you. He promises to. Father, all of us get worried about our jobs or responsibilities or our future. Remind us deep in our souls that you're going to take care of us. Remind us of your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.